This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Washtenaw United. I'm David Fair, and each week, through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, we explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community. This week, the focus is on your opportunity to combat racism through a bit of self-exploration. There is a new 21-day equity challenge that will be put forth very soon to Washtenaw County residents by the local United Way, in partnership with the University of Michigan's Ginsburg Center. Several other United Ways around the state will simultaneously do the same. I have two guests on the phone line today. First is Ebony Robinson, and Ebony is Development and Communications Manager at the United Way of Washtenaw County, and thank you for the time today.
Thank you.
And the other voice you'll hear is that of Sarah Saylor. Sarah is Assistant Director of Community Engagement at the U of M's Ginsburg Center, and Sarah, I'm so glad you could join us today.
Happy to be here.
Ebony, for those who missed out on the earlier equity challenges put forth by the United Way, will you kind of give a reasoning behind putting it to the community?
Yes, we had our first United Way challenge, the introduction in January, and then we did another equity challenge in May, our five-day COVID. And why we have done it is because it's important for people to understand that they can learn something and that, you know, we want to be lifelong learners and that you can come get information from a different perspective. And so it's a free, private, self-guided exploration so that people can understand what is happening in our community and how they can be a part of the solution.
And Sarah, what role does the Ginsburg Center play in this?
The Ginsburg Center, as a community and civic engagement center at the University of Michigan, we really believe strongly in fostering long-term partnerships. And so the United Way has been a key partner of Ginsburg for many years. And so we really just appreciate the chance to champion these efforts that the United Way is doing around helping people think about and dig into learning around issues of inequity and racism in our community. So we're there as a champion of this work and to help promote it to our colleagues, students, and faculty on campus.
And Ebony, the feedback I received from those who took the 21-day equity challenge back at the beginning of the year was entirely all positive. This one begins September 8th, and over the course of the 21 days, what are the more specific opportunities that will be available to those choosing to participate?
Yeah, and like you said, Dave, we did have great feedback, and we actually had 500 people fill out the survey back in January that told us that they wanted more opportunities to learn and have more community conversation and advocacy opportunities. And so with this particular challenge, and it is a statewide challenge, and so what is happening is that poverty and racism have been connected really since the country's inception. And so United for Alice is where you have this information. ALICE stands for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. And so these are individuals who are working daily, but yet are not able to meet their most basic needs. And what the data is showing us and why this 21-day equity challenge is so important is that 63% of Black households statewide are unable to make ends meet. And so we want to be able to share that and so that our community understands that poverty and that racism is still alive. You're looking at a statewide level perspective.
And Sarah, given the mission at the Ginsburg Center, has there been a noticeable difference in people's willingness to explore issues of race, discrimination, and injustice, particularly since the murder of George Floyd?
I think we have noticed that people are looking for ways to learn and to connect. You know, we've heard from both our community partners and people on campus looking for resources, looking for ways to embed that learning into their courses or connect maybe their student organization to some training to help them think through issues of anti-racism, of systems of oppression. So I do think that with the increased attention that we have seen over the summer towards issues of injustice, that there is an increased interest on campus and off campus of people really just seeking those resources to learn more, to be reflective. And I think that's where the 21-day challenge can be such a great opportunity for people in their own time to really make a commitment to that learning, to help them think through the issues we're seeing play out in front of us in real time.
Washington Eye United continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about a new upcoming 21-day equity challenge. We're talking with Sarah Saylor from the University of Michigan's Ginsburg Center and Ebony Robinson with the United Way of Washtenaw County. You mentioned that Alice report, Ebony. Was anybody in your office shocked by the very tangible disparities?
No, Dave. I don't think anyone was shocked. It more so confirmed. But, you know, seeing that in black and white, it makes it tangible. And so I think it really emboldens us as community members, or it should, on why we want to get engaged, why we should all want to stand up. And so that with United Ways, our vision is that by 2030, your zip code will no longer determine your opportunity in life. And at present, in Washtenaw County, in our state, it does. And so that should put something on the inside of all of us to want to stand up and, again, be a part of the solution.
If I'm not mistaken, Washtenaw County stands as the eighth most segregated county anywhere in the United States of America. So, Sarah, given the current social justice movement and the disparities, they kind of use the U.S. 23 line as the dividing line. Do you see movement in the way you're building community towards working to different outcomes more than in the past?
I am encouraged by what I see in my work at the Ginsburg Center, both with our community agencies that are doing work on the ground in communities most impacted by racism and systems of oppression, and also in our faculty and in our students who are asking those hard questions of wanting to connect and think deeply on these issues and then take action towards them. And so things like the 21-day challenge can just continue to help build the movement so that we are working collectively as a community. And I think, you know, one of the things that when Ebony mentioned about the Alice report is I use that in presentations with students. And a lot of our students are not from the area. Many students may even come from out of state. And so being able to talk about how those things play out right in our own community and even within the state of Michigan, some students are really surprised by that information. And I remember one student saying to me, wow, I hadn't even really given a lot of thought about, you know, the community in which I am now a part of, right? That I think students can be in their university bubble, we call it. And so these are opportunities to help them think beyond that. And having opportunities like the 21-day challenge, I think, can really, again, help with that movement towards positive social change.
We're talking about a new equity challenge on 89.1 WEMU's Washtenaw United, and our guests are Ebony Robinson of the United Way of Washtenaw County and Sarah Saylor from the Ginsburg Center at the University of Michigan. I'm going to assume that each of you have individually participated in the equity challenge before, correct?
Yes.
For the purposes of the next question, I'm going to make mention of the fact that Ebony is African-American and Sarah is Caucasian. Sarah, what did you learn about yourself and perhaps about implicit bias that may have changed your view of your place in the issue of racism?
I think for me, it was just another opportunity to continue to learn and unlearn things that, you know, I maybe didn't know about or hadn't thought about. And so for me, it really was the opportunity to, on a daily basis, make space for that learning and give myself permission to wrestle with some of the hard stuff. There was one particular podcast I remember listening to that was really around the word ally and what it meant to be an ally, mm-hmm. and should that even be terminology being used to describe sort of white people that are working towards social justice and anti-racism. And I think that was one that stuck with me and really made me think about what is my role in those spaces and how do I show up in support of others in our community as we, again, work together to tackle a lot of really hard issues. I think things like the 21-day challenge really do help continue to make positive growth for me personally as someone who is really cares about equity and social justice.
And Ebony, as a Black woman, you've known about your entire life racism, you've experienced racism. Did the challenge teach you something new about yourself and the role you want to play moving forward?
Yeah, I think it reminded me to stay vigilant. And as I think about, you know, I have four children and why it's so important for me to really get in the fight that even as a Black woman, I cannot sit still. I cannot not use my voice. And so if I want to see a world that is different for my children, then I need to be a part of that. You know, as I think about my parents and my grandparents, racism existed and it still exists even now, and maybe now in different spaces and different places, and it's still showing up. And so then they couldn't be at the table, but now we can be at the table, but now maybe my voice isn't being heard. And so it's my opportunity to make sure that my voice is being heard.
I would like to thank both of you for the time and for sharing the information today and sharing of yourselves. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And I'm hoping that people will register for the 21-Day Equity Challenge, which begins on September the 8th.
That is Sarah Saylor, the Assistant Director of Community Engagement at the U of M's Ginsburg Center, and Ebony Robinson, who is Development and Communications Manager at the United Way of Washtenaw County. To access more information on today's topic and access all of the links that will be associated to get you registered and learn about how to participate and what you may benefit from, well, just go to our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.